Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 80 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm your host, Keneally Roberts. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized Kentucky's governor in a roundtable discussion event. Former State Representative Charles Booker has scheduled an announcement for this week, fueling a lot of speculation. Kentucky's Department of Agriculture is extending the deadline for a grant program. The collapse of an apartment building in Florida has sparked questions about Kentucky's own building safety. The COVID-19 case count in Boyd County hit 5,000 this week. Local leaders met in Louisville last week to discuss a new partnership. In sports, two Kentucky senators are planning to file a bill allowing collegiate athletes to earn money. A 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 69. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. In a roundtable event addressing issues with vaccines, the economy, and labor shortages on Monday, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. He tells local business owners in Louisville the $300 pandemic unemployment benefits are the reason workers are refusing to return. According to Wave 3 News, he added the $1,500 being offered to the first 15,000 Kentuckians to go back to work isn't the way to go either.
The pandemic is essentially in the rearview mirror. And to continue to borrow and spend at this level is completely unacceptable.
Discussion was hosted at UPS in their corporate office on North Hurstbourne Parkway in Louisville. Former Democratic State Representative Charles Booker has scheduled an announcement this week, fueling speculation that he's preparing to enter the 2022 Kentucky U.S. Senate race. Booker launched an exploratory committee back in April. Now, the avowed progressive is holding a special announcement at the Kentucky Center for African American Heritage on Thursday, with supporters anticipating the Democrat will make the Senate run official. Booker gained traction in 2020 in a Democratic Senate primary race against Amy McGrath that took place against the backdrop of surging racial justice protests. Booker's potential rival, Senator Rand Paul, has said he thinks the Democratic rising star's politics swing too far left for Kentucky voters. This is Paul on WDRB.
I think that it's going to be difficult to run on a platform of defunding the police, frankly.
But Booker says his early fundraising totals since announcing the exploratory committee show he would have the resources necessary to compete. Lawmakers will consider making Kentucky a Second Amendment sanctuary state. Also known as a gun sanctuary, the measure would allow the state to adopt laws or resolutions that oppose or prohibit law enforcement agencies within the state from assisting in the enforcement of certain gun control measures enacted by other governmental bodies. It comes in the wake of possible restrictions on firearms from the federal level. Representative Josh Bray tells WKYT the 10th Amendment gives the state the right to enforce everything that isn't expressly laid out in the Constitution. He feels it is the state's responsibility to enforce the Second Amendment. The bill language says if it becomes law, everything will be retroactive to January 1st of this year. The Kentucky Department of Agriculture is extending its deadline for new concept proposals for a specialty crop block grant program. The new deadline is July 9th. 501c3 nonprofits, quasi-governmental entities, including public universities, are eligible to apply. Applicants must describe how their projects will potentially affect and produce measurable outcomes for the specialty crop industry and/or the public. Specialty crops are defined as fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticultural products, nursery crops, including floriculture and honey. For a comprehensive list, visit ams.usda.gov. The partial collapse of a high-rise in South Florida has prompted questions about the safety of high-rise buildings in central Kentucky. According to Lexington's Director of Building Inspection, there is no process or requirement for high-rise buildings in Kentucky. It's up to the property owners. Sasan Pasha with SEFC Engineering in Lexington tells WKYT building owners should have their buildings inspected at least every 3 years.
Just like anything else they have. If they have a car, car needs a maintenance. You have a building, building needs maintenance.
Pasha says he hopes the tragedy in Florida sparks conversations around the state to make sure procedures are put in place to avoid a tragedy like that in Florida from happening in Kentucky. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, presenting Fazoli's Freedom Fest in Downtown Moorhead on Saturday, July 3rd. Americana, rock, and gospel music on three stages starting at 4 p.m. Food and beverage vendors and the reopening of the Round County Railroad and History Museum. Fireworks show starts at 9:30 p.m. Fazoli's Freedom Fest, 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. on Saturday, July 3rd in downtown Moorhead. Information on Facebook under Fazoli's Freedom Fest.
The COVID case count in Boyd County hit 5,000 this week. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
In its weekly COVID-19 count released Monday, the Ashland-Boyd County Health Department announced six new cases to hit the grim milestone. The Ashland Daily Independent reports that makes a total of 70 reported cases for the month of June. Most recently added to the list are a 20-year-old female and five males ages 12, 21, 25, 26, and 59. In Carter County, two more cases were reported, as well as five additional cases in Lawrence County, where a 63-year-old female was hospitalized. The Greenup County Health Department will release its weekly numbers Friday. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
Local leaders met up with Louisville business and education leaders last week to discuss a partnership to benefit Kentucky. Collaborators were hoping to combine rural and urban Kentucky. Chairman of Impetus, Sandra Frazier, tells WYMT working with people in specific fields is the best chance of success and networking.
It starts with education. It starts with public safety. It just starts with well-being. And so if you have people who are focused on well-being and strong communities, you have a better outcome.
The first steps of these partnerships are happening with University of Louisville's dental students working with the Redbird Clinic in Bell County. Children's services leaders in Ohio are reiterating calls for more funding to local agencies. Specifically, they're asking the Senate Finance Committee for $50 million per year in general revenue funds in the biennium budget to support counties facing additional costs associated with new state and federal system transformation mandates. Jody Walker with South Central Ohio Job and Family Services explains the historic investments made in the last biennium budget were crucial to addressing the influx of children in care.
It's allowed us to continue to meet the needs of the families, but if we want to continue going down that road with making changes to our system, we need continued investments.
The proposed children's services funding focuses squarely on states' cost of new policy changes. Ohio's new kinship support program is estimated to cost counties more than $23 million per year, and the local match needed for the Federal Family First Act could range from $18 to $25 million in the first fiscal year. Lawmakers in the Commonwealth are trying to cut the costs for military families deployed in Kentucky. Among the unique issues faced by spouses of service members is keeping their professional licenses up to date and paying the costs associated with that. Recent efforts within the state legislature are aiming to waive those fees. Erin Ramey has been married to her husband for 13 years and has dealt with keeping her law license in check from state to state. She tells Spectrum News the fees can take a toll.
For active-duty service members, they're usually moving to a state and have continuity in their job. And, you know, they usually have a waiver, but spouses sometimes, you know, are still moving too, but have a hard time with employment.
Kentucky House Bill 251 would have waived all licensing fees for military spouses and received a unanimous vote in the House. However, it did not get a Senate vote due to time constraints of the short session. A bill recently proposed in the nation's capital puts veterans closer to getting the help they need. The Toxic Exposure in the American Military Act is a bipartisan measure that would expand access to VA care and benefits for veterans exposed to toxic substances during their service. Brian Ambergy, a Marine Corps veteran from Winchester, has been at the center of a years-long effort to push for a health registry for veterans exposed to toxic water at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. This spring, he presented a petition with 50,000 signatures to urge Congress to act. He tells WKYT he's been hearing from many Marine or Navy reservists stationed at Camp Lejeune within the window who are getting denied but should still receive coverage.
We've got veterans everywhere across the United States that's dying every day that's not getting any help from the VA because we don't have the laws in place to help.
The Marine Corps base is in North Carolina, but thousands of Kentuckians are believed to have gone through there while the water was toxic. About 4,400 people in Kentucky are registered through the military for notifications on the issue, although that number is not necessarily limited only to those exposed. And taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, two Kentucky senators are planning to file a bill allowing collegiate athletes to earn money. Morgan McGarvey, representing Louisville, and Max Wise, representing Campbellsville, are the two pushing the bill, but both say they will not pre-file too early to allow Freedom to make changes prior to the 2022 session. McGarvey tells WYMT he filed a similar bill in 2019, but even after a recent executive order from the governor, additional help is still needed.
So that if they want to have potentially an endorsement deal or even just run a camp in their hometown or some town in Kentucky, that they will have the ability to use their name and their image and their likeness and what they've done in their craft.
Both senators say the law could really help athletes who play in the less high-profile or revenue-raising sports, such as volleyball or gymnastics. And now taking an extended look at your region's weather forecast. Tonight, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms with increasing clouds and a low around 69. Tomorrow, a 100% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 76. Thursday night, an 80% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 63. Friday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 77. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. Saturday, sunny with a high near 75. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 57. For your Independence Day, sunny with a high near 82. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 62. And starting off your work week next week, Monday, sunny with a high near 88. Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 66. And for your Tuesday, sunny with a high near 87. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Jonathan Burton, Ethan Jenkins, Cassidy Stearman, Shamari Mosley, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Keneally Roberts for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.